Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live in the Sport Fishing Association of California general offices here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And what a great show we have going for you here. Ken Frankie from the Sport Fishing Association of California, Victor, Ramon, and Albert, joined now by Alberto from Baja California Norte. And, boy, we're going to have a great show talking some fishing here and giving away a great prize, right?
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, somebody is so hooked up. We're giving away to one lucky caller or texter a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. We mentioned this morning it's been a very, very busy morning. Everybody's excited. So many questions. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones. Again, 213-432-1090. It's our first time since we started the show, we had an open phone line. Somebody dropped off during the break. So if you want to get through, our first time we've had an open line, 213-432-1090. Or, again, text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure you include your contact info with your text, too, because we're giving away that great Liberty prize. We want to make sure to call you and get you all hooked up.
For sure, yeah. Hey, let's find out what's biting the catch report right now.
You got it, man. It's time for that catch report. And today our FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, their poke kit. Stop by their location on Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure you make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. With all this big bluefin going on, you have to make sure to get those reservations in.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Ken and Victor and Ramon. Thanks for all you guys are doing for all our good sport fishing down here. Appreciate everything.
Thanks, Mark.
So, well, guys, we've left our May gray behind, but now it's June gloom plus, actually.
Yeah.
We've had showers this week. We got more showers and thunder showers in the forecast this weekend. Man, this is crazy, but no problem. Plenty of fish to fish for. So starting up north, those northern islands are the gift that keeps on giving. You know, it's more shifted toward Santa Rosa now. The area definitely has shifted over towards the west a bit, and that good weather we've had in terms of the wind has made that whole sector more accessible. Yellows and sea bass and halibuts up there, all of them. At San Nicolas, the halibut frenzy has definitely backed off a little bit, but there's still some there, and also a shot at yellows and sea bass. Same setup over at Santa Barbara Island. All three of them gamesters are around. And then at Catalina, now it took a while, but that island is looking the best it has all springtime, finally. It, man, it was a slow start. But, man, quite a bit of yellowtail around now, mostly that mid-range size, and there's a few tankers here and there. But it's all around, front side, back side, east, west. I mean, just about all the structure spots. You could throw a little chum line in there and see what boils up. But they're stealthy, and the yellows are mostly stealthy. Light line, small hooks, the answer for you guys, fly line on a sardine. And for your jig swingers, hard to beat a Caddy 45. They're biting the iron pretty good. At Clemente, same sector, same thing there. A bunch more yellows showing up, several areas, starting all the way up to the west outside the dunes, and then scattered down the back all the way to Gurman Cove proper. Been some really good schools, and are biting both bait and jigs, and on the surface iron, they're biting, as well as the yo-yo jigs when you're out there poking around that deeper water. That's a really good sign to see all that yellow showing up there. Along the coast, Santa Monica Bay finally coming back to life. Much better halibut fishing. Probably the best halibut fishing we've seen up there in years, which is great. And then more in calico bass and sand bass biting. And then south coast, Orange County area, more of that tanker-grade sea bass, like 60 pounds plus. There's been several big ones caught this week. Love to see that this time of year. And then offshore, God, a bluefin. It's just that area is huge, all the way from, like, out in front of Ensenada, quite a bit now, more up above the border, and inside Clemente, like the 289 Mackerel Bank zone. There was school seen 12 south of Catalina. There was some caught on the 277. And it stretches all the way up to just below Santa Barbara Island there, the Osborne and the 499 and that snail sector has had some schools of big ones up there also. Tremendous area. Most of the private boat guys are getting them on spreader bars and, of course, the Mad Max. And don't forget the Halcos. It's, you know, when a lot of guys couldn't get a Mad Max last year, those Halcos caught a bunch of those bluefin tuna, so they're working. So collectively, we got an awful lot to fish for. And relatively nice weather. I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. At fishdope.com, Danny and his boys have been having all the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by a big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And seriously, guys, there's a lot going on. Nice weather and biting fish. It is time to go fishing.
Mark, you better go fishing.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
You know
yeah.
what? I'm going to go fishing on Tuesday, and we're going to do a little exploratory trip and look for one of them mythical bluefin tunas, you know.
There you go. All right. Well, good luck. I hope you get them, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate the report. All right.
All right. Well, let's continue with our court. One of my most favorite places to fish down in Baja, and that's at Cedros Island from Cedros Sport Fishing. We got Jeff on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today?
Great.
Morning's great.
Great. How's the fishing
in Cedros?
Fantastic.
Well, you know, it's good. It's fantastic. We did have a little bit of weather this week and kind of kept everybody on the lee side, but as most of everybody knows who's been down there, the lee side is it's a happening place. So we've been still catching yellows, nice ones. We've had some up in that 40 pound range.
Oh.
We've had nice calico, bass fishing. We've had a couple of really nice, days where guys were fishing halibut, but a friend of mine, Andy, who's out there right now, with a 40-pound halibut, and they've got a bunch smaller than that on that lee side. But overall, fishing is like it is in Cedros. It's fantastic. It's something that everybody should at least try once, and then you'll probably come back over and over again. It's just a different venue. It's a different feel, vibe, different way of fishing sometimes, but it's spectacular down there. It's still a little bit of old Mexico on the island. What a great trip. You know, surprise your better halves, ladies, with a Father's Day gift and get a hold of Rosie and get a trip planned for them.
Yeah, for sure. And how do we get a hold of Rosie?
Yeah, you can get a hold of Rosie a number of different ways. You can give her a call on her cell phone at 619-772-7570, or you can reach out at Rosie@CedrosSportFishing.com. She's got a few spots that are open. They're going to go quick. So I would highly recommend, if you're thinking, start doing. Give her a call. Get on a trip and experience that new and improved CBX. And getting through that Tijuana airport is it's phenomenal, super easy. And she has it also dialed in. It's a trip of a lifetime. And if you want to go, you got to go.
You got to go. Hey, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Now, speaking of next weekend, next Sunday we're actually going to have the bosses, Tom and Adrian from Cedros Sport Fishing, on the show 1 week from tomorrow, next Sunday. So you'll learn about a lot of history of how they started the operation down at Cedros Sport Fishing and a whole bunch more. Of course, Adrian's a pilot, too, and he spots bluefin, and he spots fish for all the planes. So you'll have to tune in next Sunday for the big Cedros Sport Fishing show from the guys that created Cedros Sport Fishing. And Rick and I have fond memories of going down there when they were creating it, right?
One of my most favorite ever.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's continue the catch report. Talk to our buddy Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Hey, Marcos.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys today?
Great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, let's start off with one of the boats out on the water. The Tribute called in early this morning. They're on a day and a half, so this is the morning of their trip, and they had 44 bluefin to start off the day for their 32 anglers there. So it's a heck of a start. Those fish, we're not seeing as many of the, you know, 100, 150, 200 pounders, but these are all in that 40 to 90 pound range. So you're seeing a little bit higher count there, but these aren't tiny fish by any means. You know, 90 pound bluefin isn't much different than a 100 pound bluefin there. So definitely some good fishing there. The Polaris Supreme returned from their 3-day trip this morning, and they had limits of bluefin. And again, those are all in the 40 to 80 pounds there. So very good fishing on those 1 day, day and a half, 2 days, 3 day on the Polaris Supreme. They're still catching a lot of bluefin out there. The 4 day trips, a little tougher bluefin, a little more, I hate to say it, but more back to reality here, where you're not going to catch limits on bluefin on every full-day trip going out there. But they're still seeing some very good fishing. Yesterday they had some yellowtail, 10 yellowtail, 12 bonita for their full-day trip. Day before that, 5 bluefin, 4 yellowtail. Day before that, 20 bluefin, 27 yellowtail. So lots of good shots on those full days, just not nearly as consistent as those longer trips right now, but still some very good fishing. The half-day trips, and we're seeing some very good half-day fishing right now, kind of what you'd expect in the middle of June there. Nice mix of barracuda, calico bass, rockfish, sheephead. Nice mix of everything there on those afternoon and twilight trips. The morning trips are still doing some of that deep water rock fishing, but we're definitely kind of moving away from that, especially with all these fishers showing up on the surface there. So lots of options for you. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Whether you want to do those half days, morning, afternoon, or twilight. Again, those twilight trips are doing really well right now. Nice trip to be on. If you want to do the full day or one of the longer trips, all up on the website there. You can make reservations straight online or full schedules up there. If you'd rather call us at the office, 619-224-3383. Give us a call. If you have any questions, we'll answer those for you and get you guys out there fishing. Lots of opportunities right now.
Man, great report, Marcos. Glad to hear that things are still rolling along, good fishing to be had, and, you know, just a handful of bluefin on a full-day trip is that's the type of reality that I can still handle, no problem.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been spoiled the last few years for sure. You know, I just got to kind of point that out that you're talking about a full-day trip. You can't expect limits of bluefin every time, but still some really good fishing out there.
Yeah, the day in and day out, the level of quality that those guys provide is spectacular. Yeah, great to hear it. Glad to hear about some daytime fishing for the tribute. Like you said, just overall an awesome report from Seaforth. Appreciate it as always. And again, if somebody wants to book with you one more time, tell us how to do it.
Got a couple options there. You can go online, seaforthlanding.com. You can see our full schedule up there. You see the same thing we do. You can make reservations right online there. If you'd rather call us, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out. And, of course, you can always come down and visit, get your tackle tuned up, get some new stuff, get a burrito, and then get out there fishing.
You're the best, Marcos. Appreciate it, as always. Thanks for wrapping it up for us, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Hey, want to remind you, it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split rings and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. And if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, check out Gamakatsu because they've got you covered with a wide assortment of sizes and types. See your local dealer or check out Gamakatsu.com for a little more info.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, you know, we had a report from Sedros, and Mario from Pasadena had a question. Where is the geographical line between Norte and Baja Sur? Is it right there at Cedros? Where is that line? Yeah, it's right down in that area, right? Yeah.
We're passing microphones back and forth.
Yeah. Go ahead and pull that microphone right up there. There you go. All right. There you go. And yeah, so it's that geographic line is right there at Guerrero Negro?
This is Cedros. This the Guerrero Negro is 10 kilometers is this point,
yes,
on the island, the Cedros is separate, different state.
Okay.
It's just
also Cedros is not in Baja Norte.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is in Baja Norte.
Cedros is Baja Norte.
Baja Norte.
Yeah.
So that the line is right about there, right? Yeah. About 10, so about like five, 6 miles away.
Punta Eugenia?
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah,
okay. Right there.
Yeah, Punta Eugenia, this is Baja South.
So Bahia de Los Angeles, San Quintín, Ensenada, San Felipe, those are all Baja Norte.
It's Baja Norte.
Versus, like, as soon as you cross the line to like, Mulegé would be Baja Sur, right?
Mulegé, Baja South.
It's Baja Sur, okay.
I think Punta Eugenia, the big hook that sticks out. Everything south of that is Baja Sur.
That would be that, yeah, for sure. So, Ken, you have a new guest to introduce for us.
I do. As we've gone through all the things we've been doing in Mexico, We work quite a bit with the Consul General's office in San Diego. And the Consul General, Ambassador Carlos Gonzalez Gutierrez, has been incredibly helpful. But his number one right-hand man is Alberto Lozano. He just now joined us. He's the head of tourism. He's the attaché in the San Diego consulate. He, Alberto, is who personally set up having these gentlemen and us meet back at the
great.
Docks. Alberto, thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
and welcome. I'm glad you had time.
Oh, the other way around. Thanks for having me. I've been listening to this program lots of times, but this is my first time participating here, so thank you for having me.
Great to have you.
It's been amazing the way Zach and Ken are working in, let's say, welcoming more San Diegans to Mexico, promoting Mexico. And I look to take this opportunity also to send greetings to Dr. Alma Rosa Garcia Juarez, the Secretary of Fisheries of Baja California, who is leading this effort, let's say, to draw the attention of more San Diegans to visit Baja and to practice, of course, sport fishing. This is a great program. Due to the fact that every year thousands of sport fishing boats sail southbound towards Mexico, most of them, as you said, guys, to Ensenada, San Quintín, Cedros Island, Turtle Bay, Los Cabos, even Mazatlan, and so on. So the possibilities of this sport are endless in Mexico, considering that we have here in California more than 800,000 sport fishing boats, right? And, of course, 8,000 of them here in San Diego. So we have had several meetings, as Ken said, with Mexican authorities and SAC members to encourage legal, safe, and orderly sport fishing in Mexican waters. As you said before, it's very important to take into account that you need, of course, a sport fishing permit, your FMM, your TIP, but also do not forget your passport. This is the first step. It's not enough to have a driver license. You need a passport exactly the same way that if we as Mexicans are visiting another country or even the U.S., this great country in which we are guests.
And I might also add, Alberto, that if you're crossing by land or by sea, you can use a passport card or a passport book. Either one is acceptable, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Exactly, sir.
Yeah. And that's what's nice about when you apply for your passport. We say this all the time, Ricky and I. When you apply for your passport, it's easy to check the box to get the passport card. And the passport card is like a driver's license. In fact, you know, next year or the year after, whenever they're going to start doing this mandatory federal clearance when you board a plane, you're going to need a federal ID. And that would suffice rather than going back and doing the real ID thing for California.
Are you kidding me?
Well, of course.
I wish I would have known that before I stood in that line for an hour.
I wish
I would have known that.
So that's something to think about. It's like, why not check that extra box?
Oh,
I think it's $25 extra to get the card.
And just to always have it on you. It's just a good thing you'll have it in your wallet all the time. It's not always convenient to travel everywhere with your passport book, but just throw it in your wallet and know that you've always got that with you. It's just a good call.
Yeah, for sure. So, Alberto, the Consul General's office, basically you are kind of the liaison between the people of the United States and the people of Mexico, right?
That is correct, sir. Yeah. So we are working also with Mexico's National Commission of Agriculture and Fisheries, the CONAPESCA, to ensure that the sport fishing license process works for everyone. So we've been pushing forward to help Baja in order to promote, let's say, their process to get easy a permit to go and visit Ensenada, as they say, and to enjoy the great efforts that they are doing in order to promote tournaments and great adventures in Mexico. So it's your kind support underpins our efforts to trigger the flow of a more significant number of U.S. visitors to Mexico, which, as you know, was classified in 2001, Mexico, as the second most visited country worldwide. And that's
incredible.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, last year, Mexico received more than 30 million visitors from all over the world.
That's 30 million visitors 30 million. For all over the world.
Wow.
Yes, at least 10 million came from the U.S. And this year we hope to have more significant number of visitors in the frame of the celebration of 200 years of establishing diplomatic relations between Mexico and the U.S.
Wow.
So all the adventurers and their families are more than welcome to Mexico, as Ramon said. And its variety of attractions in terms of outdoor ocean boating and sport fishing activities, of course. So thanks to Zach and you guys for having us here and give us the opportunity to invite everyone to go and visit Mexico and discover why it has been in the top five most visited country for the last 5 years, let's say.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I know personally, I love visiting Mexico. I just came back on Wednesday from our Rancho Leonero tournament, and the Mexican people are so welcoming. And Mexico for me is the number one destination to go visit for another country in the world. I mean, I can't wait for my next trip to go down there.
I absolutely agree. And if you are a San Diegan, you will see that it's very easy just to take your boat and go to Mexico.
Absolutely.
And or as Ramon said before, and Victor, take advantage of Valle de Guadalupe vineyards and great activities over there right now.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you can go fishing.
Valle de Guadalupe, if you're a wine drinker and you have not visited Valle de Guadalupe, it is amazing.
Yes.
The beautiful wineries that have been built there in the last 5-10 years will blow your mind.
And the hotels.
And the hotels and the beautiful restaurants.
All the culinary opportunities there. Like, there's some world-class
absolutely,
restaurants.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yeah. Yes, you are right. So go and discover why we are just, let's say, beating some other countries such as France or Italy or even the U.S., I'm sorry to say, in terms of visitors.
Visitors,
so
take
advantage
of that. Well,
because
it's such a welcoming country.
And you will discover great things in Mexico.
No question about it. And the fantastic fishing opportunities that they have down there. And so that brings us into a great text from, this is Texas from Danny in Oceanside. He says, "Hi, guys. Awesome show. I just wanted to say thanks for spreading the word on Baja Pangueros. I was able to get down last year to the Mares and he put us on two nice bluefin and one over 100 pounds on the Mad Max. Going back in August, and I can't wait." So there's a guy that just can't wait to get back to Ensenada.
That's a very important point. If you are a sport fisher and you are visiting Mexico, do not forget the communities. Support them. Help them to keep going and to get these activities sustainable.
Yes.
This is very important for us. This is what our government pushes forward to help the people who need more. And these people are always available to help the sport fishers.
I have a great text that came through from Jeff in Costa Mesa. It's kind of a two-parter. He's planning on fishing the tournament number 3, the Copa Baja tournament in Ensenada. And his question was, do you know if there's bait available in Ensenada via Aponga, like similar to Loreto, where he can drive to Aponga to purchase bait? Or should he make preparations to catch his own bait? And then also wants to know a little bit more about the kids' programs. He thought that was so cool that you had the educational programs for kids and wanted to know if there was any opportunity to help participate in any fashion with the kids' events.
Got it. Yeah, Pangueros are able to get you bait. I mean, it's very important that you know that. I mean, if for some reason you forgot to bring your own, there's all the equipment necessary to practice sports fishing available right there in Ensenada.
There used to be a bait receiver there, a guy that ran a bait receiver where he went out and caught bait, and you could go purchase bait from him and he'd scoop it into your tank.
Sure.
Do you ever see that coming back?
I was doing sports fishing a couple weeks ago, and you're able to see the boat, you know, approaching other embarkations and just selling the bait.
Oh, okay, so he's still there.
Yep.
Okay, still there. So you can actually buy, like here, you can buy scoops of bait.
So
that's correct.
Sardine and such
yeah,
like
sure.
that.
So yeah. if Jeff is bringing his own boat down, he's not fishing on one of the pongas, he could still go to a ponger who's selling live bait and then just purchase from him?
Exactly.
Awesome.
Oh, you're able perfect. To get it right there on the spot.
Right. Cool. And that's right in the harbor?
Exactly.
Just right there in Ensenada Harbor.
They have their own boat. They approach yours. And,
okay.
you know, it's really easy to find them, find out about them.
Yes.
If you ask the local fishermen, they'll get you.
They'll get you.
Just, they'll get you there.
Look for the boat with the long line if people want to buy bait behind.
Yeah. So let's say I go down on my boat, but I want to hire a local guide to fish on my boat. Is that possible?
Yeah. If you scroll down through our website, our database, you know, of boat service providers, they have their own captains. You're able to, you know, contact them, and they're always, you know, willing to step into your boat and help you out. I mean,
okay. I mentioned that I had a good customer and friend that fished Bluefin Tournament, the International Bluefin Tournament, and that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
He hired one of the captains that normally drives one of the Maras boats. And, you know, he hired him and his mate to come on his boat and just help with the local scene, local area. And,
sure.
you know, he had radio communication with his other captains that were friends that kept him in the right area. And they found tremendous fishing just because they had the help of
the
local
knowledge.
Guys. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So he got to fish on his boat with his gear the way that he liked it, but also had, you know, one of the local captains. It was just and he's had a fantastic experience. Can't wait for the next one.
So I have to ask Captain Ken Frankie because – this is kind of in his wheelhouse. Of course, if you trailer your boat down there and you hire a local guide or you go to these tournaments, you're going to cross customs when you drive back across the border. If you drive down there on water from San Diego and you interact with the local people on shore, you hire a local guide, do you have to stop at customs on your way back?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And They got the process pretty streamlined.
Pretty easy
now. Just go into Shelter Island and they got a phone right there. But
they have an app now.
Yeah, that's another thing they've got going as well. It's pretty seamless what they've got set up. But one thing Ricky was just saying that's important is, you know, the concept of a guide, because like a lot of times people will have their own boat. They're comfortable on their own boat. Maybe they're older. Maybe they're uncomfortable because of physical limitations,
sure.
climbing into a ponga, but they've got a 50-foot boat. And having the ability to hire a guide to come aboard and guide them around or even lead them around mm-hmm. with their ponga, that's the creation of new job opportunities for people.
Absolutely.
So I think
and you've got a leg up in the tournament by doing that,
absolutely.
Too.
And,
no question.
And I think that's within the spirit of what the state government's trying to do to create job and opportunities for the local communities.
And Ramon and Victor both mentioned earlier, like, the pongas and Ensenada of today are very different than 10 years ago. Radio communication, fishing electronics, things like that. I mean, all of those guys are very in touch with each other. And he said that was the biggest thing when just like our sport fishing fleet, you know, the boats go out, and when somebody finds the area of productive fish, everybody's in radio communication. Hey, this is where it is. This is where we are. You know, they became part of that local group and slid right in and caught their fish.
Yeah. One thing I'll also add, you know, as you're seeing by the presence of these gentlemen here, the leadership that's being demonstrated both at the federal and state level right now and the communication, you know, we had Baja Sur, the gentleman from Baja North, we had the Consul General's office all in one room with us during day at the docks, exchanging ideas on how to promote sport fishing and make it easier for people to visit Mexico. That level of cooperation is the future.
Yes.
And, you know, the fact that they came all the way up here today, you know, for all the listeners out there, there's a whole lot of work going on right now to make it easier for you to visit Mexico. Just be respectful, support the local communities, and you're going to have a great opportunity. You're going to see some fishing like you've never seen before.
No question.
And, and also the local amenities down there, you know, Guadalupe Valley, going to the Corral Resort. Me and my family go to the Corral Resort, go to Guadalupe Valley, go down to the harbor, go rent a boat, go fishing. It's just like up here. Everybody goes to the zoo, SeaWorld, et cetera.
it's almost the same thing down there. There's other opportunities down there. And
Guadalupe Valley would be like an adult Disneyland.
Yeah, there's a lot to take advantage of. I think there's a lot to take advantage of, but I just want all the listeners to recognize there's some good leadership. The Consul General's office, Alberto, these gentlemen, Ramon and Victor, the Secretary of Fisheries of Baja coming up. We never had this before. Yeah. This is like a unique
for sure.
Time.
No, this is great. And thank you guys for coming up.
Yes, thank you. And one thing that I would like to highlight, if you allow me, gentlemen, is that we are really trying at the state government and the federal government to, do things differently and actually create new opportunities for new generations in order to participate in sports fishing.
Absolutely.
We have created, different categories for our tournaments. We have a sports fishing kayak tournament that it would be happening on August the 20th. And also, we have created a special tournament for women. The staff, it's integrated all by women, and all the participants will be women. So we are also trying to...
So that's the Ensenada tournament in August.
That is
And you're going to have... So you'll have a kayak division?
We have a kayak
division. Wow, and a women's division, a kids division. Fantastic.
Yeah,
we need to get you hooked up with Fastlane Kayaks over in Mission Bay and have him promote that kayak tournament for you there, because that would be fantastic.
I'm listening.
Yeah, for sure. So let's go live now to the tribute. Captain Mike has a great report for us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
So, you can go to SeaWorld, you can go to the zoo, you can go down to Seaport Landing and jump on a boat, too. I'm sure Ken would throw that in there. So fishing has been anywhere from good to great here lately. We had limits bluefin last trip. Only got out with 9, not on the trip run now, but the other day. And easy limits, fish up to 100 pounds. Last night, 44 fish for our group. Just a great, great kind of fish. Fish
awesome.
40 to 100 pounds for the night. And all day left to fish and part of the night. I mean, it's a heck of a time to be on a day-and-a-half trip fishing close to home. You get a lot of fishing time, which we've talked about plenty of times.
That's so cool, Mike.
That's so cool. So what opportunity do you have to come and board the tribute right now?
Tomorrow night, still a light load for sure. Go Pizza Port sponsored trip just like the other day. Right now we got 4 guys booked, and it's for sure go. We did this the other day.
With this good fishing going on, great weather,
I'm shocked. Yeah, that's awesome.
So how do we get aboard?
Give Seaforth a call, 619-224-3383. Book through SeaforthLanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com. We had a lot of guys talking about going out on the last trip on our Facebook page that didn't go. And it's just rubbing dirt in our face every time.
So
1 o'clock in the morning of everybody with a fish on.
That's cool. So take advantage of that and go fishing tomorrow night on the tribute out of Seaport. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the report. And we'll talk to you real soon.
Good job, Mike.
Hey,
when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have 3 great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day in the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, there are these sleeper hot boats in the San Diego sport fishing fleet, and one of them is the Tomahawk.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Captain Dave Ibrahim, he's just one of those guys that simply drives out there and catches fish. I've fished with Dave on previous operations. He is fantastic.
He is amazing. And the Tomahawk has just had big money makeover thanks to Dave's new partners, Captain Frank Lopresti, Captain Tim Ekstrom, and Doug Kern.
Everything on that boat is literally top of the line. They've got all brand new electronics, new sonar, new generator, a new galley. The boat's basically new.
Yeah, it's like a brand new boat. And Captain Dave has for years of long-range sport fishing experience, and he's been at C4 Sport Fishing and is one amazing fishy guy.
Yeah, Tomahawk specializes in day and a half to three-day trips at a fisherman's landing, and because it's a brand new takeover, there's prime charter dates that are still available for this season.
Yeah, so call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500 or check fishermanslanding.com and book a trip on the Tomahawk or book your charter on the Tomahawk. You will not be sorry.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Take your catch from fresh to superior grade. This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKDNA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning, talking fun, talking fishing. Phone lines are packed up. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090, or again, send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
You know, I just returned from our Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament this past Wednesday, and what a great tournament down at Rancho Leonero, our 27th and final one because John sold the ranch. It was a lot of tears and a lot of happiness down there. Fishing was fantastic. Tuna, marlin, dorado, giant rooster fish on the beach, unbelievable fishing for big roosters, and the accommodation, the weather was fantastic, and the full moon rising over the Sea of Cortez, it was just a fantastic experience. And I know John's going to call tomorrow and talk about the tournament, but I just want to say thanks to all the people that came down and participated with us. It was a momentous occasion, and I wrote a story about it that'll be published in our newsletter. So if you're not subscribing to our newsletter, be sure to subscribe to our new newsletter right on the front page of our Let's Talk Hookup webpage, and I'll also put it on the webpage too. But again, fantastic tournament, and thank you to John Ireland and Rancho Leonero and all the people that came down, and we'll talk more about that soon.
Photos that I saw are tremendous.
Oh, man.
God, you
fantastic.
Guys rushed them.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of small fish, you know, but 10 to 37 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll take that all day. Well, I had a great text come through. This one was from Cliff in Blossom Valley, and he asked quite a few different questions, and a lot of them were talking about the both the FMM process, but specifically the process of getting the bracelet, and or not the bracelet, but the yearly passport to visit
the Coronado. Annual Coronado passport.
City just checked out the new portal. Very happy with the new portal. He was having an issue with wanting to go purchase right now the yearly passport, but all of the instructions were in Spanish and wasn't sure if there was an English option. Just kind of getting familiar with the new portal.
Yeah, that's a good question. Look in the upper right-hand corner, and there should be an English or Spanish version, and click on that. Also, Chrome, we found, usually is an easier way to interpret as well.
Different browsers give you different...
Yeah, different browsers. You know, some folks like using a Mac, some like using a PC. But there should be an English translation version. But,
cool.
Hey, one thing, Pete, I want to go back to it. I was just listening to Mike. The opportunity right now, both Mexico and the U.S., I mean, we got the whole SAC fleet out there. All these boats are running light of right now.
I know. It's good.
Nice.
And the weather's really good,
if
too.
If you are at home and you want an opportunity to go jump on a boat right now,
it
you know,
turned
this
on.
This is it.
Yeah,
this
it's
is
on.
It.
It's
and
on.
So, you know, there's boats all up and down this coast and all the harbors that are – very anxious to get out in the ocean. So
on it.
This kind of weather is just, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it may not be fun overcast, no sunshine, but that makes for nice weather on the water.
I was just going to say, once it gets sunny and hot, and
then
you're going to get
the wind's going to blow. Yeah,
the wind's going to blow.
For sure. Hey, Rick, let's jump into the phones.
That sounds good to me. Why don't we jump back into them and talk to Rory, calling us from Wildomar this morning. Hi, Rory. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning. I would like to know if in San Quintin, is Rancho Cialindo still around? Because we
Rancho
used to go
Cialindo
in the 80s and 90s. Because Old Mill's
we're
there.
Trying to find out.
Yeah, we're conferring right
we're
now.
Conferring. Not sure. He's not around anymore. But there's several resorts down there. I know we had the gentleman that owns Don Eddie's on the show last year, I believe.
That
right?
was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun. And that's certainly back open again and a great resort to go stay at. In fact, Patrick G., a friend of mine, stayed down there and said it was fantastic. Great restaurant, hotel, super clean, and inexpensive.
Yeah. Old Mill would be a good recommendation as well.
Old Mill, yes.
Old Mill.
Yes.
Molino Viejo.
Yeah.
And both of those, you know, all those places down there at San Quintin, I know we were kind of talking about it before, really specialized, too, in going out, great day of fishing, maybe bringing back a Cabrilla or bringing back a Yellowtail, then having the restaurant, you know, prepare your catch for you, sign on. So you're just adding a bunch of cool elements to your fishing trip.
Yeah, exactly. In general, the state government is working really hard in order to offer different things and better things.
Yes.
Time, right? So we are in talks with the private sector in order to create experiences. That's the way to go right now in Baja California.
Yes.
It's all about the experience. So just imagine how wonderful it would be to get there with your boat and then get into land, get your catch, take it over to a winery and just have it prepared by a, you know, awarded chef.
Yes.
And, you know, marry that wonderful fish with a, you know, gold medal winner white wine from a local winery, for example.
And I might add, too, for a very reasonable price. I mean, it's not, you go to a five-star restaurant in the United States now, it's going to cost you a lot of money. You can go to a five-star restaurant in the Guadalupe Valley. It's not cheap, but it's way more affordable than the United States.
That is correct. And besides that, I mean, the quality that all of our chefs, you know, manage in order to get their meals prepared is just amazing.
Yeah.
And
they're very serious about their food in Baja California.
Exactly. And
yeah.
One of the important things is that we're able to get all of our veggies and all of our, you know, food produced locally right there. So it's fresh and it definitely gives you a different experience and a different way to taste things.
Yeah, fantastic. I have a great text here, too, and thanks for the calls. We sure appreciate that. It does free up a line at 213-432-1090. Been a busy morning. There's your chance to get through. And Dave in San Diego says, I have a temporary importation permit for several years. However, I can't find the original, but I have a copy. I am due to renew soon. I think I remember that I must surrender the old one when I renew. Is this going to be a problem with the copy?
Yeah, when they do go to do the renewal, they need to cancel the previous one.
Right.
I don't know technically whether or not they will
the copy
accept
is okay.
the copy. Well, but if they stop by our office, we'll be happy to call or contact and find the answer.
Yeah, and that's when I had issues with my temporary importation permit. I came, and you guys solved the issue. I just said, here's the deal. You guys took over and helped out.
Well, so sometimes it gets complicated, so we won't take any time here, but person's welcome to come by our office.
Come by and
we'll help them.
You'll help them out.
Yep. I just wanted to refer back to Cliff's question, too, about finding the English tab. I did the same thing. I was on my phone just trying to find it. You were dead right, Ken. You had to, in the top right-hand corner, there's a toggle to English. But with a mobile device, it's, you know, you don't always get the same view as you do on a desktop. And you had to rotate the phone 90 degrees to widen the picture a little bit out to find the U.S. tab. And as soon as you did that, everything was super easy. All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones, and this time we're going to talk to Mike from Ventura. Good morning, Mike, or from Rosemead, excuse me. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, everyone down there.
How you doing, Mike? Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Thank you, guests, for allowing your efforts to allowing us fishermen in California and U.S. citizens to fish down in Mexico. And on the what I'm asking is how often, or on the flip side, how easy or difficult is a Mexican national or Mexican citizen slash fisherman to fish in U.S. waters, like above, you know, above California border? Does that ever happen, or, you know, people, they don't want to come to California to fish. They'd rather fish in Mexico. So how is it difficult for a Mexican citizen to fish in U.S. waters?
We have Mexican citizens fish on those boats up here all the time.
Yeah.
It's just the process in reverse. They come up here and they have their they buy their fishing license and get on a boat and go fishing.
We have customers at the tackle store, yeah. I mean, all the time, you know, coming up from Mexico, whether it be fishing bluefin tuna, whether they're up here buying tackle, bring it back down. I mean, it's very common and, like yeah, you say, same practice.
For many years on my boat, I had people from Mexico all the time coming up. Tijuana, what
sure.
have you. Yeah, pretty yeah. common.
Yeah, in fact, they're good customers. The Mexican people are very good customers at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Totally, yeah. I mean, we regularly, you know, with our proximity to the airport, we regularly get people from Mazatlan or Cabo San Lucas that are maybe, you know, marlin fishing down there, maybe don't have access to their gear or plenty of access to gear, you know, over internet and things like that. But, you know, fishermen, you always want to turn the handle on the reel and pull on the rod, so they'll fly up CBX. Jump, you know, or you know, grab a flight out of Lindbergh and come over and buy some tackle and jump right back on the plane and head home.
Yeah, there is one technicality, and I just think it needs to be talked about, is there are differences if you're coming by vessel, because they do require that somebody clear customs here before engaging in any other activity. It's just each country's laws are different.
Sure, sure.
So just check with the local customs office to make sure you're doing it properly.
All right. So this is from Ben in Chula Vista, and he wants to know, hey, can you give the dates again? I've got Kaylee, a four-year-old, and her aunt and want to enter a girl team in the Ensenada tournament or the San Felipe tournament. Can you go over the different dates of the four tournaments once again?
Of course. It will be San Felipe, the first one for Copa Baja California, in June the 23rd and June the 24th. Then our second tournament for that Copa is on July 21st and 22nd at Bahia de Los Angeles. Our third tournament would be August 25 and 26th in Ensenada. And then our great final would be in San Quintin in September 22nd and in 23rd.
So let me ask you this. Copa, you guys sponsor these. So there's you put money and prizes into this, right?
Exactly. We have different prizes for our tournament. And actually... It's also important to note that the economical revenue that this tournament brings into the community is really great. It is estimated at about 13.5 million pesos.
Wow, that's great. So how much is it to enter the tournament? And we're conferring with Victor to find out, because he's the guy that knows all the answers.
Yeah.
Right?
It's super affordable to get there. It's $250. And,
for the whole team?
For the whole team.
Oh, wow.
Geez, awesome.
It's, as I said, we are trying to promote this activity, and we are very interested to have it done and promote it as a familiar activity.
And what are the – give us an example of some of the prizes. Okay. Victor knows, yeah, because he's got you put – this
that's
is your deal, right?
In this year, it's different in price.
Yeah.
Price is independent for place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Prices San Felipe, prices by Los Angeles, prices San Quintin, prices in Ensenada. The grand prize in the boat for the champion de coupe.
Oh, so if you fish in all four tournaments,
yeah,
if there's a grand prize for the winner that stays in the is a point system.
Yeah.
So you get points.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the grand prize.
And you're giving away a boat,
the prize boat.
Oh my gosh!
No kidding.
Well, 23 FD.
Right. 23
wow.
Feet. Awesome. 23 yeah.
Feet. Yeah. With an outboard on it and everything.
Yeah. The sixth person for team. Person for extra. The person for team for tournament.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
$250 for the whole team.
Yeah.
Wow.
Six fishermen.
Up to six fishermen.
Yeah.
And so if you only participate in one, the prizes will be different in each tournament.
Yeah.
Each tournament will have different prizes. And is there a lot of cash involved? I mean, are you going to win pesos?
Yeah, actually, and this is very important to note, every single tournament has its own prize, mm-hmm. which is about 70,000 pesos, which
wow.
is about $3,500.
Wow. Awesome.
And then there is a great prize. If you compete in all of the four tournaments, then you have a great prize. And that great prize is the boat.
Is the boat.
That's
fantastic.
Awesome. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. We're giving away a full-day trip. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out who the big winner is of our full-day trip on board the Liberty, callers and texters. And today we have a texter. Congratulations, Danny in Oceanside. You are going fishing on board the Liberty. Going to have a great trip.
Yeah, congratulations. And thank you guys, Victor, Ramon, and Alberto. Victor, Ramon, if somebody wants to participate in the tournaments, what's the best way to do that?
Yes. Well, we have two different websites, right? If you want to register for the tournament, it's copabajacalifornia.org. We have all the rules right there, and there's a way to register right there on
right
the spot.
There.
That
wow.
would be the best way in order to, you know, go and try to pursue that boat.
That's fantastic. And, of course, your other website for general information is what?
bajacalifornia.gov.mx/Cepesca.
Cepesca. S-E-P-E-S-C-A.
With B as a boy, right?
Right.
With B as a boy.
Yes, B as a boy.
G-O-V.
And then Alberto, for the General Counsel Office, how do we find your website about more tourism information for Baja?
www.consulmex, which is consulmex.sre, which is Secretary of Relations Exteriores. sre.gov.mx.
Wow, fantastic. And Ken, of course, if we want more information, the SAC website has it all for all these connections to here.
CaliforniaSportFishing.org. And again, for everybody out there, great opportunities right now to go on a SAC boat as well as visit Mexico. Yeah. And we are always open. If the public has any questions, they can even come to the office.
A lot of questions today about the tips, the temporary importation permits. You can just come to the SAC office, and
we'll
you guys will help them out or give a call.
Yep.
All right. Ken, thanks for all you do. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming up.
Really
a great job, and we thank you very much. Thanks to Christian for manning the board, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, our chief engineer here did a fantastic job. We sure appreciate him. And we appreciate you out there for joining us too. Thank you very much for coming and listening to us today, and we're going to be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Bob Cook from Wicked Tuna and Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea will be here. That'll be great. Ricky and Corey will be here. I'm out of town, but it's going to be a great show with the guy from Wicked Tuna.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks again for joining us, and thanks to Bill for all he does and being here in the SAC office, and all of you out there too. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.